Blog Talk Radio.
Give a tribute to the U.S. Navy tonight because they don't play that tune too much. You hear a lot of "Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder" and "The Caissons Go Rolling Along." And you also, the Marine Corps hymn is number one all the time. But the U.S. Navy anchors away. Once in a while you hear it. The least played is a Semper Paratus for the Coast Guard. As a matter of fact, one night I did a tribute to all branches of the service, and I saved the Coast Guard for last, and I couldn't find the tune. So I had to play Bobby Darin's Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. What did your dad tell you? There's three subjects you never talk about in a bar: politics, religion, and branches of the service. Those are the three deadlies. Yes. And I know, because I had a brother come home from a night out. He had two black eyes. And I said, "Well, what happened?" And he said, "The doors opened in instead of out." Yeah. He couldn't get out. He was pushing as hard as he could. Well, so here we are tonight. And I've got to tell you where I am. I'm sitting in a basement bar. And I've got a football that you can see through, a plastic football, and it's filled with peanuts. And I look across the shelf, and there's all kinds of salsa Nietzsche, cranberry soda, an absolute. Absolute berry, absolute gasoline, absolute vanilla, absolute vodka. My God, I'm not going to be able to drink all this in one night. Yeah, isn't it something? You know what? I'm Irish, and everybody looks at me because I got a belly, and, you know, they as soon as they see me, you know, they figure it's beer. But it's not beer. It's Oreo cookies and Coca-Cola. I'm a Coke fiend. You know, when I was growing up, one of the most popular songs was We Go Together. That's when kids went steady, and they went steady holding Eddie. Went steady meant nothing else but holding hands. And one of the songs was We Go Together. And the words of the tune were, we go together like castles and kings, birds of a feather like robins in spring. Let's go steady. You are my first love. And here we go. Being put out by the media propaganda protecting a okay, I'm back. I think I'm back. Let me see. We'll have to give you a tune to find out. You want something Arabic, or we'll just play a little tambour. I'm on a cell phone. So if the transmission tonight becomes interrupted, please forgive me. This is an experiment. And we were talking just before I got cut off. We were talking about going steady and songs of the 50s, and I started to recite the words of the song We Go Together, like Castles and Kings, Birds of a Feather, like Robinson Spring. Let's go see, you are my first love. We go together like straws in a Coke, 32 ounces, and we shared it. Now, today, when they sing about straws in the Coke, the guy has powder all over his nose. Isn't it great? 60 million Americans are drug addicts. 1 out of 5, 300 million population divided by 5. 60 million Americans are drug addicts. Oh, that can't be. That's impossible. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not. I'm really not. I only smoke the weed. I don't need it every day. But I take it. I smoke it every day. But I don't need it every day. And I don't experiment with anything else. What's in the bag? Oh, can I stick my head in there too? Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Unemployment is high. Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to be employed when you're high, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I just went for the job today, and I gave them the resume. Yeah, I gave them my resume, and they asked me what I wanted to be, and I said president, and worked my way down. Yeah, I had a buddy do it once. He went to the job at the telephone company, and he went, guy was told him not to come home if he didn't have a job. And this guy was a wise guy, and he went in to the interview first. And his buddy was sitting in the sidelines. And the woman says, what would you like to be here at the phone company? He says, oh, I'd like to start as president right the way down. She says, obviously, you don't need this job. And he said, that's right, I don't, and neither does he. Yeah, and that guy never went home again. So, I'm going to give you another. We're in thing. And there used to be a song in the Still of the Night. And it's an old song. And it starts off with, in the still of the night, as I gaze in your window. I'm just looking for Cab Calloway here. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Just listen to the wolf. Remember this? His name was Moondog. And I'm back. Don't go away. We'll make your day. I'm actually in the basement, I told you, of a barn. You know, and a guy's got a bar in his basement. And it's all relatives and broadcast. This is really about being in the underground bunker. This is, I got a tune for you. I just had it. Let me see if I can find it. And, so it's all liberal relatives upstairs, and they won't let me breathe American. But I'm gonna call in my markers just before we throw Obama out of office. Just before they go to the voting booth, I'm going to read them all the riot act, and I'm going to beg them, please, anybody but Obama. EBO. Don't vote for Obama. If you love me as your father, do not. This is the one thing I need. This is a deathbed wish. Do not vote for Obama. And if they don't agree with me and they don't keep a promise, I'm just going to tell them about the will. Here's a song for Obama.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby
to learn at the White House. It's called, it's the latest rage. It's called the step down. Come on, everybody, step down. Yeah. And I just thought I'd let you know that. If we get cut off again with, because of bad communications, I'll always come back and I'll throw a tune on first so that you know I'm still alive. Even though I just heard a hand grenade bounce down the stairs here. Oh, God. Help us. Help us, Lord. Our country's in trouble. I know we threw you out. Please come back. Please come back, Lord. Well, we're stuffed up. Power. Oh, I started to tell you about all the sympathy stories for Bobby Kennedy covering up so his career doesn't get blemished. Give me a break. I didn't know he was divorced and that Mary was his second wife, if she was the second. And they accused Bobby, Bobby accused her in the divorce papers of she smacked him in the face. Smacked him in the face. You know what my wife would do to you, Bobby? You would get the 4 a.m. wake up with the frying pan, and it doesn't have a snooze alarm. Yeah, that, you know, that big black iron frying pan? Yeah. Face the music, Bobby. And that poor woman, you take a vow. What's the vow say? Huh? You roll the dice with God. You tell him that you're going to take care of each other in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. And the woman becomes depressed because you're treating her wrong. And she starts to drink. And the Kennedys are great for driving people to drink and into the drink. And the last thing we need in America is one more Kennedy in office. And Bobby, he should go return to his native land, which is Venezuela, at the gas pump. Yeah, give us a break. Bobby wants to be an Americano. Saving Bobby's ass, his unworthy ass, and they're trashing his wife, Mary. Mary, we're going to take your side, and we're going to say a little prayer for you. And may you now really, truly rest in peace, because that guy gave you no peace. It was his job to nurse you in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, and he abandoned you. He is a POS, Mary. okay. So we pay that tribute that to Mary and all the Marys out there. You know who you are. And I wish you a better life if you're suffering. And I was listening to Savage tonight. He was talking about boys molested in their teens and early childhood. And the people were calling in, and guys were calling in, and they were talking for the first time since they were molested. And these guys were in their 60s and 70s. And one guy said he was molested at 3, and some were molested by relatives, some were molested by strangers. But the Communist Party will tell you that everybody in the world that ever was molested by a Catholic priest. One guy called in and said he was molested by a rabbi. And I've always said that, yeah, the Catholic Church has this pedophile priest problem, and they covered it up. But you never hear about what good the Catholic Church does in trying to save souls. And some of those souls are the souls of the sick, and that could be the sexually sick. And people caught up in the sex traps. One situation was a guy that was introduced to homosexuality by another guy his age. And they had one episode, and the guy told his friends, the guy that was introduced as to what told his friends what happened, and they blackmailed the homosexual. And the homosexual's father found out about it, and he went to the parish priest, and the parish priest rounded up everybody that was involved and killed it. Silenced it. You could say he covered it up. He covered it up for the homosexual. He covered it up for the parents. He covered it up for the guys that were involved in the blackmail. And everybody went their way. So you could say that's the Catholic Church cover-up. And but it was one that saved the souls of a few people. So... And if you think it's bad in the Catholic Church, as the communists would have you believe, and guys like Bill Maher and all of the communist comedians, you think about this. How come the public school covers up and nobody asks, give us the list of everybody that got caught? How come they got rubber rooms? How come these guys are going to be in those rubber rooms until it's pension time? Who hurts who the most? And if you think it's all just wussy-wussy and sissy boys, I got to tell you that when I was in the service, there was a real rough, tough guy from Texas, and we found out after he was arrested for murder that he was captured for murder. That he had an affair with the guy in another company, and the guy in the other company wanted to get out of the affair, and he wouldn't let him out. And so the guy went to the Catholic chaplain, and the Catholic chaplain had the rough, tough guy from Texas transferred to an armored division out of an infantry division, but they were across the campgrounds. And they put this guy from Texas on guard duty. And they gave him a loaded 45, and he went over to the headquarters company, and he bust into the room of his lover, and he shot him in bed. And one poor innocent bastard, well, actually, there were two innocent bastards, he was trying to get out the door, and this guy grabbed him by the back of the shirt and put a bullet in his head. That guy, if he's still alive, he's rotting away in Leavenworth. So, you know, everything is not a pretty, you know. When they say sometimes when you open a closet, there's a guy hanging in it, suffocated. So be careful of what you legislate, because you may be throwing God out of the country and taking us all to hell. But having said that, the suicide rate amongst homosexuals is higher than the rest of the country. And a guy called Savage tonight is a homosexual. Only is since he and all on porn. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Don't go away. We got plenty to drink here. okay. We're going to give a little treat to the troops who are not being protected by the Pentagon. I think the Pentagon is selling them out. There's too many JGs walking around the offices of the Pentagon, and they're not looking out for the privates. And I'm a big private guy.
We just touched ground on an international
Okay, I'm back. I believe I'm back. The only way I can tell is if I play music. Okay. And give you something that I do have an interview with the Queen of England. That would give us about 10. Interview with the Queen. Let's see. Oh, it's 8 minutes. So I'll know that you'll be listening to me for 8 minutes. So here we go.
Welcome to the Spirit of America, a radio show. And as I promised you, an exclusive, and tonight we have it, we are interviewing the Queen of England. Your Majesty, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.
Very well. How are you?
Your Majesty, how do you like your tour of the USA?
It's always nice to be in the colonies. I love everybody.
Your Majesty, did you go to Washington to see the President?
No, I'm only going to see white people.
Your Majesty, the President is half white.
I said I'm only going to see white people. I love white people. We have enough trouble with the wogs back home. They're running amok. They're messing up Buckingham Palace. Wearing their burkas. Hiding their faces. Shouting God knows what.
Your Majesty, did you know that President Obama sent back the bust of Winston Churchill to England?
Oh yes, we retaliated. We sent back a Walt Disney star baby.
Your Majesty, were you glad that President Bill Clinton sent Mr. Mitchell over to heal the rift between the Brits and the Irish and bring peace to the Irish people?
Let me tell you something about Bill Clinton. He's a clerk. He's an errand boy. He's sent by clerks to collect a grocery bill. I saw that in Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. I love Marlon Brando.
Well, how about the healing process that Mr. Mitchell brought to Ireland?
That jerk, he couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. He should have left us all alone. We're worse off now than we were before. All they do is monkey face for the cameras.
You know that the President Obama is sending Mr. Mitchell to heal the rift between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
A fat chance that would be. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The guy mocked up the Irish peace talks, and now he's going to talk to crazies. He's going to bring them all back to sanity. Yes, of course. Yes, we'll all wait on that one, won't we?
Do you have an illegal alien problem like we do in the United States?
Oh, yes, we have the Pakis. The Pakis are a burden to the entire country. If I had my way, I'd shuffle them all off to Buffalo. With their chanting in their mosques. They're a disgrace. Do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Could you see me in a burqa? Maybe Prince Charles, but not me.
Your Majesty, I understand that you knighted one of the Beatles. Which one was it?
It was the pimply face one, Paul Mafatney. They wanted me to knight John Lennon. But I got to tell you a secret. I hate all those little bugs. I hate Beatles.
Well, how about Mickey Jagger? Would you knight him?
I'd rather see him with his tongue nailed to the gallows floor. The British invasion, they call themselves. They're nothing but a bunch of drug addicts. This is snorting up the world. Was he the one with the purple sunglasses that married the Harry Carey girl? Was that him? John Lennon? Yes, that was him, I think. Yeah, he left to go to the United States because he didn't want to pay the vigorish to the Queen.
What do you think of Prince Charles marrying Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh, that's her name, is it? I thought it was Bowles. She has a face like a bowel. Not since Henry VIII have I seen such a horse. Yes, she makes Anna Cleves look like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, do you know that they tried to pass a law that the parents could go to jail for spanking their children? Did you know that? Do you know when they wanted to pass it? They wanted to pass it on a Friday night, but they postponed it because over the weekend Camilla wanted to punish Charles. He had been naughty again. He had to wear those long stockings.
Well, Your Majesty, we thank you for your time. And are there any other states you're going to visit?
Oh, yes, I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to support the people of Arizona. They're the only ones that know what's going on in this country. I love white people, especially the Mexicans.
Your Majesty, did you ever meet Bill Clinton when he was hiding out in London, avoiding the draft?
Oh, yes, I met the bugger. He was bumming marijuana cigarettes on the street, wearing a beard, protesting the war. Boy, what a two-faced bastard he is. He'd sell his mother for a tin whistle. I understand he made $137 million in government. Oh, and he didn't even take off a second collection. And he got a golden saxophone from an Israeli agent who sells arms to the Iranians. He groped me one time on the reception line. Then he said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Captain Willie." He wanted to know if I deliver pizza wearing a beret. But his wife is the real McCoy. She really is. You know, she's in the book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. And a beast will appear in the sky. And will have seven heads. And her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Your Majesty. We do thank you for dropping in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, I love tea parties. I hope the Tea Party wins in November. Get rid of all those bums.
That's it, folks. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. You heard it here first. Except no substitutes. Did I say substitutes? Yeah. O'Reilly had on two prosecutors, and I thought I said substitutes. Yeah, you had two prosecutors on. I said, yeah. Well, you know, these two women are prosecutors. I said, you know what? It's not a bad profession, but you can't stay in it all your life. And you got to watch out for those STDs. If you can't figure out who to vote for in November, get my book, Spirit of America Party. There are names in there of people not to vote for. And you can't miss it. It's got an American eagle on the cover, and it says, "Take me to the beach." Spirit of America Party.
So, that wasn't bad, and we left it without any phone call interrupt. That's, and you got.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Going to play the next song is dedicated to Ann Margaret. Ann Margaret is one of the finest ladies in entertainment that you would ever want to be entertained by. She is first class and she has a strong love for the Vietnam vet. She went on all of Bob Hope's tours, and anytime she had an opportunity to entertain the vets, she jumped at it. And as opposed to all of the celebrities that didn't want to get involved. And, you know, I'm against the war. Let me tell you something about anti-war people. Such thing as and they are the degradation of the nation. So, Aunt Margaret, and I hope you're enjoying God's Wonders.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true.
By the way, Ann Margaret is a lifer. One good man, one life. Think about that when you're watching the Kardashians. Oh, you're just jealous of the Kardashians because they're rich. Yeah, And I didn't buy it. You did. Yeah, I put you short this week. This bar.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the Gold Key of Cork. We were sailing away with the cargo bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. With an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish.
From the banks of the Lee,
there was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was capable of work,
and the chap from Westmead named Malone. The ex-lover of Tool, who was drunk as a rule, and fired in Bill Tracy from Dover. And young man Mick McCann from the banks of the Fan was the skipper on the Irish.
Navy tune, Anchors Away, and we're going to close with a Navy tune in Morse code. And I wanted to say a quick hello to all those Mexicans out there working all of those jobs that the gringos do not want. Do not believe the Democrat Party, El Partido de la Muerte. Do not believe them when they tell you they're looking out for you. They are using you. Get out of the Partido de la Muerte. Come to the party of niños, niños and more.
did it.
Stop.